Proclamation number 3981, dated the February 20th, 1947. Beings of light are people's spiritual guardians. The beings which are surrounded by light in the spiritual kingdom are in closest contact with me and therefore also share the same will, and they have a tremendous amount of strength at their disposal to implement the will. And thus they are effectively the executives of my will, they are my servants, my authorized representatives, whose actions comply with my plan of salvation since eternity. They take care of countless beings on earth as well as in the beyond. Everything that is alive, thus having a certain degree of maturity, also has to be cared for such that it achieves its goal, because without help it would never take the right path. It is to be constantly guided, and this guidance and care is the responsibility of all beings who are permeated by light and strength, whose love for me and for the unredeemed is so profound that they will always do that which complies with my will, to release the imperfect spirit. Countless beings of light are close to me and tirelessly active. Thus countless people on earth are also able to enjoy their care, and every single fate, every event can be directed for the human being in such a way that he can fully mature, as is his destiny. But even these beings of light will not infringe on the freedom of will, so that, in spite of greatest and utmost loving care, a descent into darkness is not impossible if the being itself resists the will and care of the light beings. Thus when it does not acknowledge me myself and does not desire strength or light, in that case the care of the spiritual beings of light will also cease until the person turns to me himself and thereby also gives the beings of light the freedom to influence him. But no human being on earth needs to do without the light being's help and love. No human being will be poorly considered or neglected by me. But every person's fate corresponds to his own will, and this determines the amount of help and strength for his salvation. And since the beings of light are the executives of my will, their guidance and care is the same as mine. Consequently, one can only ever speak of my work and my help, because the beings of light belong to me as part of myself, even though they experience the happiness of my permeating them with strength and light and the bliss of constant activity for me as individual beings. This activity, however, consists purely of executing what my love and wisdom deems to be good and beneficial for the individual souls. Thus the entire universe can be full of souls in need of help. Not one soul will have to do without divine care, because the kingdom of light is infinite and the bliss of the souls therein consists of accepting tasks from me and surpassing each other in fulfilling them. The soul that has become my own through shaping itself into love is also in direct contact with me, and my will, my strength and my wisdom permeate this loving being so that it will not part from me again for all eternity. It then lovingly devotes itself to the souls which cannot share this bliss due to their imperfection, and which the being of light feels impelled to release. It feels the same love for the unredeemed as I myself, from whose strength of love everything emerged. Thus it will also look after my living creations, take care of them and direct their state of affairs, so that every human being on earth has a spiritual guardian who, in turn, being completely connected to me, cannot want and think other than I myself. I stand above everything surrounded by a host of blissful spirits. But even the smallest and most insignificant being enjoys my care, my protection, and will not be forgotten by me, even if this is incomprehensible to people because their knowledge and strength is limited and they assume that I have the same restrictions too. As long as they are imperfect themselves and have no idea about the power and light of the perfect. Amen.